This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 22nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem remains pleasantly cool. A perfect night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, in the past hour comes news that the Lebanese president presented a plan to disarm Hezbollah to President Trump. This follows a meeting at the White House where Trump stated, "We will soon strike Mount Makush." Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reported the UN condemned Israeli attacks in Gaza. The rights office suggested possible war crimes by the IDF, noting dozens killed, including children. Also this hour, according to Ynet, Israel braces for potential conflict escalation, warning that if Iran attacks, they will respond forcefully. This amidst growing U.S. military presence and diplomatic efforts for a ceasefire. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the U.S. and Jordan have signed a new trade agreement to enhance economic relations. This move aims to reduce trade barriers and boost market access. And finally, Ynet reports that the U.S. and Arab states are concerned the conflict could widen if Israel joins the ongoing tensions with Iran. This comes as President Trump makes strong statements about potential military action. From X, the latest. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, noted just minutes ago that the U.S. and Arab states fear escalation if Israel enters the conflict against Iran. Hillel Neuer, an activist, posted recently shedding light on Daniel Ortega's controversial political moves, recalling a statement by Bernie Sanders. The Belaz News, a monitoring account, wrote minutes ago warning that Iran's military command has stated any U.S. strike on their nuclear sites could lead to wider conflict. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Lebanese president's plan to disarm Hezbollah, Israel Hayom reported a major development as Joseph Aoun met with President Trump. They discussed strategies to reduce tensions with Hezbollah. The future of this plan could significantly impact the balance of power in the region. Turning to the UN's condemnation of Israeli actions in Gaza, Times of Israel highlighted allegations of IDF's use of disproportionate force. This has led to increased scrutiny from international human rights organizations. The implications could affect Israel's diplomatic relations globally. Meanwhile, Israel is preparing for any potential aggression from Iran. Ynet revealed concerns about a military response should Iran attack. This comes after heightened tensions and a U.S. military buildup in the region. Civilians are urged to remain vigilant as diplomatic talks continue. In other news, the U.S. and Jordan's new trade pact comes as a strategic boost, as I-24 News explained. The agreement aims to strengthen ties and economic cooperation. This could lead to increased investments and opportunities for both nations. Finally, as tensions rise, nations worry about the conflict spiraling. Statements from world leaders reflect the urgency for a diplomatic solution. The international community watches closely for any developments. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports Intel is cutting jobs in its data center unit as part of broader restructuring. This move affects one of its most successful divisions and has significant implications for tech workers in Israel. Separately, Globes highlights recent real estate transactions in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. These deals reflect ongoing demand and shifts in the housing market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns parents about children's spending habits. A significant portion of expenses go to kiosks and fast food, showing a 40% increase. This trend has implications for family budgets and financial planning. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.